Thank you and good morning. I'd like to start by acknowledging my colleagues, Mary Ann Presco-Ricca from the Massachusetts Association of Health Plans and Mary Fontaine from Commonwealth Medicine, and I'll explain a little bit more about Commonwealth Medicine in just a minute. But I also want to acknowledge Holly Oldham and Michelle Perigal from Commonwealth Medicine, who are also here today, who really did a lot of work in implementing this project. Before I get into the project, I do want to just mention a couple of things about Massachusetts. We don't have a county health system. We have 350 cities and towns, each of which has its own board of health, and most of them have their own health department, which really vary in resources from being, you know, a very robust health department to perhaps having a half-time volunteer health director. So it really varies across the state. And also, and very importantly, in Massachusetts, we implemented health reform about 4 years ago, and currently 97% of Massachusetts residents have some form of health insurance coverage. So we think that's quite an achievement, and we really wanted to build on that. So the goal for the reimbursement project was to increase access to H1N1 vaccine, and our objective specifically were to reimburse local public health, including local public health clinics and school clinics, for the cost of administering H1N1 vaccine, and to also channel non-contracted providers. Those are providers who don't have contracts with specific health plans, to channel those claims through one entity so that the health plans basically would not have to have a contract with each of the different local health departments. So the partnership was among the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, the Association of Health Plans representing the health plans, and Commonwealth Medicine. The Association of Health Plans is a trade association representing 11 health plans covering more than 2 million members, which is about a third of the population in Massachusetts. And Commonwealth Medicine is a division of the University of Massachusetts Medical School, and they implement revenue savings and billing initiatives primarily for public entities, for state and municipal agencies. So the background for this partnership is that the Department of Public Health, local public health, have worked with Commonwealth Medicine to implement Medicare roster billing for local public health. So Commonwealth Medicine provides support, helps local public health become Medicare providers, and in some situations also helps them with the billing process. And what they do for the Department of Public Health is that when local public health bills Medicare, roster bills Medicare for the cost of administering vaccine, usually this is vaccine supplied by the Department of Public Health, the state health department, the local health departments submit copies of their roster bills to Commonwealth Medicine, who then bills Medicare for the cost of the vaccine on behalf of the Department of Public Health. So there's about 90 cities and towns that participate in this project. At the same time, the Association of Health Plans and MassPro, which is our quality improvement organization, work with local public health to help them bill health plans for the Medicare Advantage members. Those are folks on Medicare who are covered by a health plan. And we work together with the Adult Immunization Coalition to help promote this program. So the, just before I get into the billing process, let me just say what, in addition to this history that we have with working with these billing projects and local public health, when the recommendation came out from the ACIP for universal childhood flu vaccination, we were really starting to look at how are we going to implement that, with concern that not all of this vaccination could happen in the medical home, and in that, in fact, we'd like to get the schools involved as well as local public health, but how would that be paid for? This is before H1N1. And what we did was we took some of the ERA funds that came to our state and contracted with Commonwealth Medicine to do a demonstration project to look at how could we work with health plans to see if this reimbursement for seasonal flu would be possible. And we actually made the first contacts with Commonwealth Medicine around that at the beginning of April, but by the end of April, H1N1 had happened, and we sort of backed away from that and then started to look at, as we got more information about vaccine being, H1N1 vaccine being available, could we work with Commonwealth Medicine to make this happen for H1N1? So Commonwealth Medicine really did step up to the plate. We didn't have ERA funds yet for this, but what they did was they set up a system where they were able to work with, they set up contracts with each of the towns that wanted to be involved in this process, but the towns weren't really able, cities and towns weren't able to do electronic billing, so they developed a form, which I'll show you in a minute, to collect the information that was necessary for billing as well as for the vaccine record. And they submitted, the town submitted these paper forms to Commonwealth Medicine, who then put this all into electronic form and triaged it to the correct health plans, sending the electronic data to the health plans, who then sent a check back to Commonwealth Medicine, who then disperses it to the cities and towns. So the cities and towns are able to work with just one entity, Commonwealth Medicine, as opposed to all the different health plans, as well as the health plans were able to work with just one entity as instead of having contracts with the different cities and towns. So this is what the form looked like, and basically it was as simple as it could be made to collect all the information necessary for billing as well as the information necessary for the vaccine record. So I'd like to bring up my colleague, Mary Ann Preskorica, who is the public affairs coordinator for the Association of Health Plans and has been working with them for more than 14 years, and we've been working together for at least 10 years, so I'm happy to bring up Mary Ann.
Thank you, everybody. What I'm going to talk about is the challenges that each of the partners faced and then what made it successful in our eyes on this. Let me say also, we're giving a very high-level presentation because of time limitations here, but afterwards come see us, or our information will be on the last slide that you can contact us later if you want more details on how the billing or the forms or any of the nitty-gritty. And also Holly and Michelle are right here in the front row, and Commonwealth Medicine works outside the state of Massachusetts, so you may want to grab their card on the way out too. Challenges for the health plan, short time period for everybody, but really Commissioner Auerbach, the Commissioner of the Department of Public Health, came over to our offices mid, late July, somewhere in the middle of everybody's summer vacation, and brought us in and said, hey, you know, we've got this going on. How can the health plans help out these local health departments? How can we work together? Crazy summer, as everybody's was, trying to get everybody on vacation and get together some meetings and move this along. Two, systems changes to accommodate non-traditional providers in non-traditional settings. This was huge for the health plans. Health plans are networks. We work on contracts. Public health departments just aren't part of the network, and to get a claim from them and somehow make that work in our system with all the regulation we have just was not an easy thing to do. The administrative time commitment, again, was huge on doing this. We just had a meeting last week just going over all the H1N1 stuff, and one of the health plans said it was over 300 hours of administrative time changing the system. This was not administrative time looking at vaccines, looking at how we communicate with the members, looking at anything else. It was over administrative time, over 300 hours, just to change our internal systems to accept these claims. Another plan had a full-time employee working straight on changing the system for over a month. So there was a lot of administrative time involved in this. Challenges for Commonwealth Medicine. Negotiating contracts with the health plans. A big part of why this reimbursement program worked with partnerships, but Commonwealth Medicine and the health plans was a new partnership going on, and they weren't used to dealing with us, and each health plan had a different way of negotiating the contracts. Each health plan had all their own sign-offs to go through, so that was really a long process for Commonwealth Medicine. Two, securing contracts with the communities. They had to go out to the communities and get signed contracts with the communities. Also, a little bit of administrative problems there. Just you had to get the sign-off from the town administrator. Took some time with the communities. And also marketing to the communities because they were getting FIRA funding. They weren't sure they wanted to do the paperwork. all of that that goes along with it. Issues with electronic claim systems. Again, Commonwealth Medicine had to set up the electronic claim systems with each individual health plan, so that took quite a bit of work, making sure each of those systems could talk to each other. And lack of participation from pharmacies and community immunizers, and this was certainly a disappointment. Donna said one of the original goals of the program for the health plans was to channel all non-contracted, non-network providers through one entity for these H1N1 claims. So that was any of the local public health departments, VNAs, any of the community immunizers, any of the pharmacies. And so we were very successful with local health departments, and we did have one community immunizer sign up, but despite tremendous outreach on the part of Commonwealth Medicine, we couldn't get pharmacies to sign up to submit their claims through this program. So what happened is when our members would go in, they'd have to pay the cash up front and then go individually to the health plan to get reimbursement, which was certainly an arduous process and a barrier probably for many of the people on that. Challenges for the communities, paperwork, separate accounting for FIR funds and reimbursement. They just had to be sure they weren't using FIR funds to pay for the nurse giving that inoculation, or they couldn't apply for this reimbursement. Time to fill out the forms at the clinics, and reimbursement going to the town's general fund versus the local public health department or school. And that's really an incentive issue. They're doing a whole lot of work, and they're not going to see the money come back to their department or to them. Success factors. So the bright side of this, the history of partnerships. We have a lot of partnerships in Massachusetts. MACE, the Mass Adult Immunization Coalition, is a great group that we have that gets people together talking around the table, not necessarily always agreeing, but it gets people in the same room. And I would say never, never underestimate how important it is to have worked with somebody, to have met with somebody in a meeting, to have somebody's cell phone number on that to make work go a whole lot easier. Two, the DPH Commissioner's direct involvement. As I said, Commissioner Auerbach came to our offices to ask us for our help. He was always available, as were his staff, on a moment's notice for call or an additional meeting. So that was just key in moving this along. Also, rate reimbursement was a big issue, and everybody was all over the place. And the commissioner recommended a rate range of $11 to $15. Medicaid rates for MassHealth are $13.76. So it was all kind of around that range. And that helped give everybody a framework for what they were going to negotiate for reimbursement on that. Also, CMS allowed states to loosen requirements. Commonwealth Medicine became a Medicare provider, which is required for them to do billing. MassHealth participated, which is our Medicaid plan. Secretary Sebelius sent a letter to health plans asking them to loosen requirements. Just a whole lot going on so that everything could get lifted during this pandemic situation, which normally would not be able to be lifted for the health plans. And an all-hands-on-deck approach. Everybody had their cell phone. We had conference calls on Labor Day weekend. We were calling evenings, Sundays, mornings, on the beach, wherever you were. We were calling you on the cell phone. You had to answer. We didn't ask people when they were available. We just said, this is when we're calling. Success factors, health plans. Experience developing Medicare Advantage reimbursement program for local health departments. That's what Donna mentioned, our program with MassPro. We've been doing it since 1997. We've got a workshop tomorrow at 2 o'clock if you want more information on that. It's a simplified version where we reimburse public health departments for immunizing our health plan seniors. Electronic claim submission was huge because of the enormity of the pandemic planning. And one billing entity with Commonwealth Medicine. Success factors for Commonwealth Medicine, history of billing Medicaid, experience working with cities and towns, standard community contract, standard claim forms. And let's see, success factors for communities, experience building. They were already used to dealing with Medicare. They were used to dealing with the health plans. There were trainings and, again, form submission to one entity. In summary, we've done a few of these partnerships with communities on reimbursement. Keep it simple, keep it standard. That's really the mantra that we have. Keep it simple, keep it standard.
I just wanted to say a few words to tie it up. In the end, we worked with 9 insurers, including MassHealth, which is our Medicaid program. 50 cities and towns participated, and one of the commercial vaccinators. And so far to date, 34,000 claims have been submitted to Commonwealth Medicine, and for a total of $400,000 if they're all reimbursed, if they're all turned out to be eligible claims. And in terms of vaccine coverage, 37% of Massachusetts residents received H1N1 vaccine, and 60% of Massachusetts children received H1N1 vaccine. So those were very good rates, and about 25% of this happened through public clinics. So the benefits of this program were that expanded on existing relationships, increased access to H1N1 vaccine, but I think most importantly is that we developed the process and infrastructure for local public health to build health plans. This was a one-time project. It was for H1N1. It had there were a lot of waivers that came into play because of H1N1, but we hope. This is, I'm talking now from the Department of Public Health, because we're still negotiating with health plans. We hope that to be able to move forward with this as a way of being able to implement universal childhood flu vaccination. And we've had some meetings. We had one meeting so far with the health plans. And I think we have a common interest to see as many people as possible vaccinated vaccinated with flu vaccine. But I think the unresolved question is really how much of this can be done in the medical home, and the health plan. Some of the health plans are now surveying their providers to see if this is if the providers think it's possible or not, and whether it's worth the health plans for the health plans to go through the administrative issues and costs of implementing this for seasonal flu. Thank you.
Thank you.